This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Monday afternoon here on WEEI in Boston. Andy Hart here, along with Nick Fitzy-Stevens, WEEI Afternoons. Fitzy, free agency technically hasn't started yet. And yet at 2:04:26 on Monday of the illegal tampering period, kind of feels like free agency's almost over, and I'm already disappointed.
Yeah, it's done. We're all set. We can just move on. We're on to the 2025 NFL draft.
Holy Moses, does it come. And I mean Moses in terms of the Patriots' new right tackle. Wink, wink. Happy, happy.
Are we sure that he's going to be right tackle? Because he could join either the hobo rumble on the left or the bum fight on the right.
Well, the reality is free agency dollars have been flowing all weekend long, whether you're a free agent or not. You just heard some of that montage or the clips from the weekend. Myles Garrett wanted out of Cleveland, Fitzy. He didn't want to play there anymore. He wanted to shoot for a championship. And then they dropped a big old bag in front of him. He's like, yeah, Brown for life. Cleveland for life. These are my peeps. Josh Allen got ridiculous money in Buffalo.
That's just how Myles Garrett did it.
Oh, yeah. And then DK Metcalf, who all you people told me wouldn't come to New England because he wanted stability at quarterback and he wanted warm weather.
Hold on. Us, my people? We people?
Oh, on Twitter.
We just heard that on a podcast.
Fast and furious. Yeah, but you people have brains. Use them sometimes to actually sift
through
what's being said.
We're a minute into the show and you have already insulted. You're already angling for me and the audience.
Well, everybody was telling me how dumb it was to even consider DK Metcalf because he said he wanted to play in warm. Like, have you guys not learned it's the money? It's always about the money. You follow the money. He went to Pittsburgh. They don't have warm weather, and they don't have a quarterback right now. Now, they may end up with Aaron Rodgers, and we'll get to that later because they're becoming one of the more fascinating football teams in the NFL right now. But from a Patriots perspective, you have some signings. None of them are really atop any of our lists of we really wanted this guy. If you really wanted Ronnie Stanley, well, Ronnie Stanley chose to stay in Baltimore on a very palatable contract. $66 million with, what, $40 million guaranteed?
It's not like, even 66. It just got 60 straight up. That means he left potentially $40 million on the table to not leave Fells Point and make his way to Southie.
That's crazy
to me.
That feels like a guy who's wants to win, wants to have fun, wants to block for the rushing duo of Lamar Jackson and MVP quarterback and just live that life and didn't really want to start over at his age, even for the money. Maybe said,
it's
you know
what?
It's
a pain in the ass. You know moving is a hassle.
I mean, it's made less of a hassle by $40 million. I mean, I feel like I could make it very hassle-free for $40 million.
You can just write a five-figure check and just write, please move everything.
I could just have a human being straight out of Harvard and say, listen, I'll give you $1 million to do everything perfect for my move. And when it's done, you can walk away with $1 million. The smartest person at Harvard's campus. Pretty sure they'd take it and we'd all be good and everybody could move on. And I'd still have $39 extra million in my bank account.
Anyway, I'd probably pay less, but that's fine.
So Then most people wanted DK Metcalf. He was not available. Davante Adams, he went to the Rams. So it ended up with the first free agent signing was Robert Spillane, Fitzy, a nice linebacker. And that was followed by Carlton Davis, a more
Which
than nice
excellent
corner.
Signing. Excellent signing.
Well, I mean, I can't call any of them excellent because they're not going to move the needle, in my opinion. So that's I am with Patriots fans that have some disappointment here. You know, these signings for a 8, 9, 10 win team, I think would be excellent. Literally be excellent signings. These are the kind of signings that help put a culture over the top, that help put a team over the top, help scratch out three more wins so you go from a wild card team to a, you know, higher seed, whatever. Have they done anything offensively that moves the needle yet? Anything?
Offensively?
Yeah, offensively.
No. They some may find the moves they've made thus far to be offensive, have done nothing to move the needle offense. Nobody is going to protect Drake May that much longer to make a play or to free him to use his legs and God-given physical talents. Nobody is going to catch a pass out of the backfield. Nobody is going to break free for a 70-yard touchdown. Nobody is going to high point a ball in the end zone for six. They have done nothing. That's right. Nothing to move the needle or drastically improve the offense. 129 minutes now into the legal tampering period. Just into free agency 2025. And I, for one, am a little surprised that they haven't signed at least a semi-significant offensive player. Or even just a nice component. Maybe someone to come in and compete with the wide receivers. Maybe a back or another tight end. Re-signing Austin Hooper, solid move. Not a needle mover.
No.
You know, the fact that they have addressed every level of the defense thus far, smart football, not a needle mover. And that's to be understood and expected to a degree. But, Andy, I expected them to address the defense, absolutely. Probably as much, even more so than the offense. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so
that is expected.
I think everybody expected them to address the offense because all I've heard for 2 years is about supporting a quarterback. First, it was you didn't have the structure to support a quarterback, so you shouldn't draft him. Now you drafted him, and you have him, and I heard that there should be some moves made to support him. And for his sake, I hope Drake May's Twitter is still down. I hope he hasn't logged in.
It's back up.
Probably frustrated. If he's refreshing and he's like, hey, any of these moves from the Patriots going to be on my side of the ball and make me better and get me excited like the Bears are doing? They're minor moves, but you look at the Bears. Ben Johnson has decided our line sucked. We have a good quarterback. We need to protect him up the middle. He got two guards and a center before free agency really has even
They've
started.
They've done an awesome job.
Yes, Dan Ball.
We have breaking news.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
The build on the defensive side of the football continues per Ian Rappaport. The Patriots, my phone just closed, are taking the biggest defender off the market as Eagles defensive tackle Milton Williams lands in New England.
Wow. I mean, that was the worst kept secret in the business that he would potentially be coming to the Patriots. That was one of their top targets, although I guess with the way the other top targets all didn't end up with the Patriots. So, yeah, this defense has added big defensive tackle after trading Devon Godshaw, Harold Landry to the edge, a tackle machine in Robert Spillane, and a high-end veteran corner to be opposite Christian Gonzalez. Okay. Now they can win games 3-0 next year.
No, I was going to say, Andy, no team. First off, we got to sort through this here.
I thought he was going to the Panthers.
I was going to say, what the hell happened with the Panthers? Because an hour ago, I gave up all hope and was ready to send a bunch of pouty tweets about the fact that the number two guy that we all wanted and number one on defense was going to the Panthers. That falls apart. Either that or somebody got on aircraft 3 or some sort of hypersonic plane, flew to his house and held up two more giant bags of money and said, don't do it. We'll pay you more. We'll double the offer, whatever. I don't care what they spent on him at this point. That was a priority need, especially after losing or getting rid of Godshaw for a song to New Orleans earlier. Great move. Again, two, Andy, the Patriots will make no fan base, no region, no bunch of personalities prouder to lose 17-13 each and every week this fall. Every game is going to be an absolute grinder. And back to what we were discussing before the breaking news, I'm not surprised that defense was addressed first because I knew. Didn't you get a feeling Terrell Williams, Mike Vrabel, they were going to be bringing in all, you know, Terrell's guys from Detroit, the Vrabros that he loves. I mean, he's kind of, even though it's not necessarily his thing, he's a defense first guy. So I had a feeling it was going to be defense heavy. And that's what we're seeing, and good on them for striking a deal with Williams.
Yeah, I was dumb enough to believe they would take their franchise quarterback and most important player and, I don't know, help him do his job and support him, because this is alarming if I'm Drake May. This is absolutely alarming because they have, and yes, one of the texters said, we got to tackle. Morgan Moses is at best an old, banged up, hurt a lot right tackle. If you look at Giardi's tweet, Morgan Moses played through MCL, meniscus, bone bruise, fracture, whatever. You know, old tackles that weigh 300-plus pounds and have bad knees, and we're going to ask him to move to left tackle? Didn't we do that previously? Haven't we played the move to left tackle game before, and it doesn't play out well for these guys?
We have with other tackles that left the AFC North to collect a check in New England and a starting gig, only to realize they don't love football that much anymore.
Yeah, so
I don't think the Morgan Moses signing... By any only reason why I put it out as a probability on Twitter earlier was because Diana Russini freaking leaked it yesterday. I would love someone much younger, much quicker, with fewer miles on the tires and better knees. And I don't know how this affects the draft. And if someone's going to tell me, like, well, Elliot Wolf is going to come in and it's going to be weaponized the offense too, electric boogaloo, then I'm going to go slather myself in salmon and jump into a shark tank.
We're going to have to get for the offense those Joe Judge sweatshirts back. No one else is coming. We're all we have. And Drake May can hand those out to Vidarian Lowe and all the other bums that he's working with. Because I envision Josh McDaniels and Drake May in a room somewhere sad together, like bonding over their misery, like misery loves company, and apparently Vrabel's just building himself a toy on the other side of the ball, and his boy Terrell Williams gets all the fun new pieces, and we're going to have to continue to make chicken salad with chicken you-know-what. But, hey, I will say this. It started out looking like the Patriots weren't even going to be active, and when I say started out, it was like the first 3 minutes of free agency tampering when noon hit today. At least we do have good signings to talk about. These absolutely could be the kinds of signings that in 2 years we are saying that's why they are a good competitive football team. Carlton Davis and Milton Williams and Robert Spillane. I got to be honest with you. I'm not in love with the Harold Landry signing. The number is a little bigger than I would have liked. And
did you hear how much he originally wanted? Like,
yeah.
The suck tax was in effect.
But, I mean, I watched him, and I had heard that his athleticism and quickness had been zapped a couple years ago by the injury. And then I watched. Every sack he gets is either a stunt or a coverage sack. Like, the guy is not an edge presence by any means. He may get some sacks, but it's going to be on Terrell Williams to scheme those sacks up. You did not get a high-end pass rusher in Harold Landry. But I will say, in combination, we're going to have high expectations for this defense, correct? We're going to expect this.
Oh, you bet we are. This is going to be the defense Mina Kimes should be pumping the tires of, not last year's.
I mean, there's a few more pieces I'd like to fall into place. You add Jonathan Jones to this mix with Marcus Jones, Davis, Gonzalez. Okay, I like the back end. I will say, and I said this to Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. We are reacting to legalized tampering in the National Football League, which is also pretty much the start of free agency. Dollars are flying around like fall leaves, and the Patriots are very active. The Robert Spillane one makes me wonder if Juwan Bentley, a captain on this team, is on this team for very long. Because they're both kind of your middle.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Linebacker, tackle machine guys. I know others have said, well, maybe Jelani Tavai, after his really dumb comments last year, he ends up being the odd man out.
But, hey, we'll see you later, Jelani. Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. You guys, bye-bye, turn on your Tavai guys quickly. That's the voice of the fans, Jelani. That's a fan speaking up, telling you to know your role.
Adios, amigo.
But I do.
I know my place. It's here in the stands, not where you are.
We had Giardi tell us, and we will talk to Mike Giardi at 3:30 today. Special appearance. He kind of got bumped on Friday with all the Brad Marchand trade crap.
We should bump him again just for fun.
Oh, no. He's our boy. And he told us maybe 3 weeks ago on one of his regular Friday afternoon chats that there's some guys we think are sort of core members of this team that probably won't be. And I think Bentley could be in trouble for a job. We've heard these rumors that David Andrews could be on the cutting block. We've already seen Godchaw booted out. So there's a little bit of a turnover here. And that might be the biggest takeaway to the start of the free agency period. Forget the offense-defense thing or filling needs or value, any of those. Mike Vrabel certainly looks like he's putting his stamp on the roster. Guys that he knows, guys that Terrell Williams knows, they're bringing in their guys on the defensive side of the ball. And I think that's what's going to be expected to lay the foundation, not just for the team on the field, but the culture. I think Mike Vrabel is sort of exerting his force on the roster and setting the culture. And you certainly would be if you're going to move on from a couple captains. And I think that's the biggest takeaway from the start of this free agency period.
Here's a good one, Andy. 617-779-7937 for your text line as well as the phone line. Y'all know that. 774 texter. Tom Brady just texted Drake May with one word. See?
Exactly. So we're how far away till we're like, oh, Drake May doesn't seem happy. Is he gonna want to trade out of town? And I know we're exaggerating on the radio, and it is fast and furious here.
Look.
But it is a normal reaction, right? If you were the quarterback of a football team that you got your butt whooped a little bit last year and you had maybe fallen into the trap that fans and media had as well, that, oh, the team, they're going to get me a tackle this year. They're going to get me a target. They're going to get me a third down back. They got me a new coach. He's going to want all these things. And then you see cornerback, D tackle, D end, linebacker. Like, it's only human nature to have a certain reaction, right?
It is, and I'll relay this good text from the 412 program director, branch manager Ken Laird texting in. Don't forget, we have two Miltons now, Joe and Williams. So we got the funnies coming from the corner.
That going for us, which is nice. It's going to be a big suit for the new guy.
Yeah, you see, it's called the jump to conclusions, Matt. So in representation of all the text messages I've gotten from friends on threads, individual texts, etc., it is so far split down the middle. JFC, what are we doing? Why aren't they getting any offensive linemen? Who is May going to throw to? We need weapons. There's no number one receiver, blah, blah, blah. And then a bunch of it is all like, okay, this is Mike Vrabel football. We're going to have a great defense. It's just that every game this year is going to be an absolute grind.
Won't be a grind for Milton Williams to pay his bills. Dan Ball, you have the details of his newfound riches.
Yeah, it's a big one. A 4-year deal worth $26 million per year. He is the third highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL in terms of average annual value now.
So he got over $100 million on a 4-year deal?
That's correct.
There is a lot of money in the National Football League.
Now, that's the way if there's a guy that you have identified as a clear need and desirable target, and you've got all this money, and you got to find a way to convince him to not go immediately chase another ring and pay the suck tax and get him into town. That's what you have to do. Kind of like what they were willing to do with Godwin, except he was like, no, it's really warm here and I like it, so I'm not coming.
I'm kind of with him, though. It's an established offense. He knows the quarterback. He's living in Florida. He's got no tax. Although, I don't know. Turning down $20 million is turning down $20 million. That's a significant. But hey, if Ronnie Stanley can turn down 40, then Chris Godwin can turn down 20 to stay in their happy places. 617-779-7937. Free agency is underway in the National Football League. The Patriots making a lot of moves on the defensive side of the ball, spending a lot of money. So get ready for some old school thumping football at Gillette Stadium next year. Low scoring battles where you're hoping Drake May can run for his life and make chicken salad out of you know what.
Here we go, field goals.
Hey, here we go, field goals, because that's the plan for these Patriots. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to talk Patriots, NFL free agency, and all the money that made the way around the league this weekend. But first, we got Dan Ball with What's Trending.